Praise God. Praise the Lord. What a wonderful thing it is to be part of a movement that God raised up. The Seventh-day Adventist Church, a worldwide missionary endeavors going on. And that's what I hope to show you a little bit, give you a little taste of our mission. God is very active in mission today, in the year 2019. It is my hope that by sharing with you today my experience, that if anyone's a little bit timid to go on a mission trip, that it will encourage you to step out and be brave. And you're never too old. I know, because Christina Johnson went to Kenya, and you all know Christina Johnson, a wonderful person, and she has a heart for mission. Our church, our hearts beat within us with a passion for mission and to serve others around the world. Can you get that first? Sorry. Can you back it up to the beginning? You just push the... What a blessing it is to be here and to be able to share with you guys. Where are we going today? I'm going to take you across the world to a remote location in the western province of the island of Papua New Guinea, to the home of the Erickson Gogodala Mission. And this is a beautiful, special music that we were able to listen to for prayer meeting. They have their prayer meetings in the morning, which is kind of different to us. But lives are being changed. God is working. He's busily active in foreign missions. Let's go ahead and open with a prayer. Father, may you be with us today, Lord, and give me words to speak, Lord, for I don't know what I'm going to say yet. And Lord, just coddle me, Lord, in your loving arms. I'm just a child, Lord, and I want to bear testimony of Jesus today. When we flew out of Mount Hagen, we climbed up above a sea of white. The peaks of the mountains looked like islands of their own. The exciting missionary stories and journeys that I heard about when I was a kid, this was everything that I could have ever dreamed. I thought to myself, this is what I was made for, mission. And we all have a place in God's work. And missionary endeavors start right in our own homes. That's our first mission field, is our own homes. And Roseburg, there's a mission field here in Roseburg. We don't need to go to a far distant place on the habitable globe to be missionaries. My imagination ran wild thinking of plane crash scenarios as we flew. The island is quite large, as you can see. Here we are circling around the airport. We made it, praise God. There was a bit of a mix-up as to whether we were to remain in Coito, this small village where we just landed, and or whether we were to go on to Balimo. And we took a pit stop, and we climbed back on the plane, and just as we were about to go on, they were about to start the engines on the airplane. I looked up, and there was Steve and Lori Erickson, and they're very dedicated missionaries, and they're busily active and engaged in all of the local churches, they're wonderful people, and I hope that you guys will get to know them a little bit more as I share this morning. And here I am. It began to downpour, so we tried to find shelter in the airplane hangar. And it didn't seem to be going to let up, so we went ahead and made a break for it. I put a plastic bag over my backpack, and we went and we made a break for the dinghy, is what they call it. This was an experience of a lifetime. They don't call it Adventist Frontier Missions for nothing. This is the frontier of missions. They gave us a very warm welcome. Galuma, which is a local man, and he's kind of like Lori's adoptive father, you could say, and his grandchildren made this lovely welcome sign, and it was much appreciated. But we have a privilege to invest in eternity today, you know, and especially in mission. And not to neglect the mission field right here under our noses. Here's the beautiful view from the room that I was staying in. I guess there was a coconut plantation, and so they have a blessing from the Lord, many coconut trees, and we got to enjoy some of those towards the end of our stay. And here's the Erickson's lovely home. I guess the story behind this property that they have is that these locals, this group of locals came and they said, "We want to give you this land." And so this is something that the Lord has brought about and given them this land. And as we move on, we'll see more about what this is all about. Here are the guest houses that they plan on housing staff and those who will be filling the positions to train young people, older people, everybody to be spreading the gospel around the island and around the world. And here is, this is what pretty much what the building looked like when we arrived, my brother and I. My brother is a father of two young boys, and he sacrificed a lot by taking his time this month-long trip to serve God overseas. And it was a blessing for me to be able to, I don't see him a whole lot, and so it was just a really fun time. I worried a little bit at first whether I was, when I'm around my brother, I always get a little bit silly and immature, and so I was like, I don't know if this is a good mix, but the Lord brought it all together and everything worked smoothly well. I shouldn't say everything, but we'll get to that a little bit later. Anyways, this training center, that picture that we saw was pretty much what it looked like when we arrived. As you can see, the mission is strategically located on the Aramea River. And the river systems in this country are like roads. This is a little Gogadala wooden canoe that they gave me for a souvenir. And so I was quite happy to get this little token of their appreciation. But the things that we did were very small. This was more of a blessing for us, it ended up, than it was even for them, I think. But these waterways are like roads. And whenever travelers or people passing through from the surrounding villages coming to and from Balimo, a sizable city downriver, it's like a great big billboard for the truth. This mission is very visible from the river, and I can just imagine what might be said by the passersby. "Mommy, look, there's the Seventh-day Adventist mission." And it's quite a witness, just to the site. Here's our team, a wonderful group of young guys, about 12. And there I am up on the far right, Mase, Aaron, Umina, which lives next to the mission. He's very active in the Seventh-day Adventist Church and actively involved in youth ministries. Usesi, Badiwi, Busisi, Muti, Manali, Stephen, Michael, William, which is my middle name, and there's my brother Brandon. While we were there, they gave us Gogadala names, my brother and I. They named me Lawea, which means colorful fish. Just before I left, they I got to see the bird that every bird watcher wants to check off their list, the elusive bird of paradise. It did make sense, however, to view it in a habitat. But I was quite happy to have my be named after anything as beautiful as a bird of paradise. And I thank Brandon Laporte and Lori Erickson for sharing some photos with me as well, so that otherwise I wouldn't really have any pictures of myself, as many anyways. I do take selfies. But here we are, all geared up and ready to hit the ground running. As we were discussing and prioritizing what I was going to be doing, it was decided that I would be planing hardwood. And the hardwood there is very hard. It's like iron. And so just one time through, the board one time through can actually dull the planer. So not all the wood was that way, but, you know, and then we had the nails sometimes too that would sneak past us. But God was good. We had to resharpen the blades. My brother came in handy on that, and I would take the blades out, and then he decided he wanted to sharpen them, so I was like, okay, you can do it. And the cookhouse, Lori Erickson, a big thanks to Lori for providing a meal each day for the workers for lunch throughout the work week, Monday through Friday, or Monday through Thursday, and then, of course, meals for us throughout the week. What a blessing it was. And some of the things that we would eat, it was really good lunch, very hearty lunch. So we would eat, lentils and rice, beans and rice, and chunky soup that would have squash sometimes, bananas, plantain, I should say, and very, very good. She took very good care of us. And this is a floor in the cookhouse, which is made out of black palm. And this is something that you would see in one of the huts in the village, surrounding villages. And here I am working on the Erickson's genset that they use to power their house with, testing the charging system. It's having trouble charging the battery. And this was a lovely supper that Lori provided on Friday night, our first Friday that we were there. Cornbread and some really nice grape juice. And here's Galuma, the man that I mentioned, Galuma. And I really enjoyed my time speaking with him. We were actually at Sabbath school here in the cookhouse, and we were going over the 13th chapter of Revelation and what's coming on the world. We were, and they know, they're very informed on this. They know what's going to happen in the world, in the future. And here we are, Sabbath morning. We enjoyed a wonderful worship service. There's Brother Tom on the right-hand side and Galuma in the middle. Sorry, the clarity on the projector is not that good because of the light. And Steve helps out quite a bit. He leads out and preaches. He spoke a number of occasions while we were there.
Oh.
It was a blessed time. You know, God is doing things around the world, and He is Jesus is coming soon. I want to tell you that Jesus is coming soon. He's going to return very soon, and He's going to take you, and you're going to be with Him in paradise. He loves you, each one of you, and very warm welcome to each one of you. If you're visiting, please join us after potluck. And here we are at an AY event. The youth gather together in the evening on Saturday, and there's Umina again on the right, and Busisi in the middle, and they're very active members of the church, baptized members. I had the opportunity. Umina said, "Can you tell the youth the story about the blind coconut tree climber?" So I threw that in there from my time in Mozambique and in Inhambane, Mozambique. And this blind man, I think he must have been about 70 years old, makes a living climbing coconut trees. What a life of faith to be blind living in Africa where there's lions and wild beasts and surviving. Anyways, here's a picture of this man. My brother recorded a greeting, and I'll just show this. He wanted to send it to his wife, and so a very happy Sabbath to each one of you from the Gogodala people. As you can see, there's quite a large amount of youth. That's really good. Anyways, I just skipped the slide, but there was a little kid, and it was cute. The little kid had a little wheelbarrow, pretend wheelbarrow with his little toys on the back, towing them along. And here we are coming back from the AY Youth event. And it was very special to me because I have a dream of one day doing evangelism. And so this was kind of like a little tiny taste of evangelism, just being able to tell one little story. And also Brandon and Lori went through kind of the difficulties that we had in the process of going over there. And I won't go into that today, but here's the local Thatcher. We got to see the local Thatcher and busily, very studious and making the replacement roofing for the huts. And Brandon and I are on Sunday. We went out and we're doing some final measurements for one of the trusses. And here we are in the evening, having a nice conversation down by the cool of the river's edge. And lovely, lovely scenery. We saw many beautiful sunsets. What a privilege it is to be able to be part of God's work. And I highly recommend that you go on a mission trip and start planning a mission trip, and perhaps our church can start planning some bigger events even. Talk to Lyndon and Margie and others. The boat motor, the last Friday that I was there, the 15th of March, Steve wanted me to put an impeller in the boat motor, and I'd never worked on boat motors before, but anyways, it was fun to do, and it was nice to have a little change up from the wood planing of the wood. Here's my brother, Brandon. The deck was in disrepair, as you can see, and so it was just kind of a thing that we thought, you know, well, let's go ahead and do that. Give it a facelift. And so he was able to refurbish and replace the decking just before we left. He finished it. But it's rosewood, and the rosewood smells really, really lovely. I don't know if you've ever smelled rosewood before, but it smells good, and it also looks really pretty. Especially, I like the one with the little bit of a red accent to it. And here are the guys working on putting together these trusses. And here's Muti. What a privilege it was to work with these guys. Very kind-hearted, very hard-working. You'd have to be hard-working to be able to build dugout canoes. If you have ever seen the process that's involved in making a dugout canoe, these people know how to work hard. And here's Busisi. They're very hungry to learn skills, and so they were excited to have Brandon there, especially very skilled in carpentry and things. And here is Usese, and just clamping the truss together there. Anyways, this is the beginnings of the truss building. They decided to put it there on the library. They have this library that's going to just be the really awesome thing for the this whole area, the surrounding areas, for people to come and to learn and to gain a knowledge of whatever it might be, from the scripture to medical treatments, to just, it's going to be a library where everyone can come and learn in the library. Very exciting addition to this mission station. And here's the main truss. The guys are finishing final touches on the main truss. And here is my friend Manali and I manning the planer. It was many, many passes on each board. And sometimes, if you know rough cut sawn lumber, rough sawn lumber is very thick sometimes, you know, because you're just trying to go fast and get these boards finished. And so the planing of those boards was many, many passes. I don't know, 20, 30 passes on one board just to get it smoothed out. But they actually have a Lucas sawmill there. And so this is a very good thing that they can actually, you know, build with the wood that they get off their sawmill. And just before they left, Steve purchased a good amount of logs that they were floating down the river, and so that they could start cutting more lumber. Here we are at the planer again, and we were able to do other things as well. Steve let me take a break from the planer, and here we are putting wallboard up, and Steve was directing us on kind of getting us started on the wallboard. It's not really like our drywall, it's a little bit thinner. So I learned very quickly that it's quite sensitive to, you don't want to put the nails in too deep. Anyways. And here is this man here was not in the group picture, but his name is Dimagi, and a really, really nice man, a little bit older than the rest. And he was the only one that got came down with a sickness, nothing serious, but before we left. But here he is.
The name of this one here. cane. All right, they used the cane to tie the bamboo scaffolding together. That's really neat. Hey, Muti. Good morning, brother.
Their English is quite good in this area because I guess there was a Australian influence before, and so their English is quite good. However, they are wanting to excel that, and they're excited to learn new words, and I was excited to learn a little bit of the Gogodala language. And here we are on Wednesday, the 13th of March. We finally had a day where we thought it would be good, you know, as far as no wind and everything was right, so we decided to go ahead and put the main truss in place. And so here Brandon and Steve are going to be leading out and placing this truss. Kind of looks like a canoe, doesn't it? It was very heavy, but God helped us. Many hands make light work, as they say. There's my brother Brandon. So they got these ropes and so it was somewhat safe. Once it went up, then it wouldn't come back down again. We had guys, you know, hanging onto the ropes. My brother was joking later. He said, "Nobody got killed by the hard hat." But anyways, there's Steve on one end directing the guys. At some point, a few of the locals came and started kind of inter-directing the project, and it wasn't working out too well. Having, you know, several people trying to give orders, and we couldn't understand what they were saying because, you know. So we did two while we were there. We did, we all helped out. It was a group effort, and we did the main truss and then one of the side trusses. I think there's, as far as I know, there's three total. But Steve is very skilled in designing, and I think, as far as I know, he used to be an architect. So this, it's really neat that he can use his skills in the Lord's work. This building is going to be a training center for training young people, especially to go out and that the gospel can go out. It's very exciting, and I encourage you to be part of this project. As far as I know, it's not fully completed yet. And so I encourage your support of this mission. Steve and Lori, I know them personally. I got to know them very well. And I trust that it's a wonderful investment giving to this mission. There's Badiwi giving me a smile. Finally got it up there to the top.
Try again.
Okay.
the Lord really blessed, and you know, it's funny how you always have these high, you know, ambitions and goals that you want to meet and everything, but we didn't by any means meet those goals, but you know, the Lord really blessed, and like I said, it ended up more of a blessing for us and on our hearts, and to be able to participate in God's wonderful, in his wonderful commission. And I shortened this up quite a bit. I had a whole lot more that I wanted to share, but here we are, just enjoying a little bit of time together before we headed out of the country. And just before we left, the guys came down to the river's edge, and as we pulled away in the boat, I encouraged them in the Lord, and then we got on the boat, and as we were leaving, kind of a look of sadness, you know, that it was all over with, and we were in the same way. We were by no means anxious to get home when we were there. It was just, it's just life. You go there and you're there for 3 weeks of hard labor, and all you do is, you know, it's just life. It's part of your life. You just are content where you are. That's the way you have to do it. We enjoyed, you might hear sweet melodies coming from the Erickson's home at family worship in the evening times, and they're very active in what a witness their family has been there and to the Gogodala people. And so I encourage you to support them in prayer, and if the Lord impresses you to do so, to support their mission. And if you do, I would just go to the AFM site and find out ways that you can donate funds if you so choose, and it would greatly be appreciated. And what a wonderful opportunity to get this training center up and running, so that this training process can be started, and that the gospel work can move on, and the Lord's kingdom can be built up. And this is just a small little part of the global mission that we have, the global mission of the Seventh-day Adventist Church. And here's a aerial shot. You can see the potential of this land here. It's just beautiful. And everybody that passes by to and from Balimo and the surrounding villages, what a wonderful thing, place for this mission. Very strategically located. Trying to get the next slide. So, something that I should ask myself is, where is my heart? Am I seeking to build up my own little retirement for this life, or am I setting my affections on the things that are above, the eternal riches that God has for us? We can be investing in eternity, and eternity can start right now by the grace of God. Eternity can start right now by accepting the Lord Jesus Christ into our lives, and he can fill us with his joy, and our life will greatly be improved. But you know, we can invest in the things that rust and decay, or we can be investing in the eternal riches that God has, and be part of his building up of his kingdom. Let's go ahead and sing our closing hymn, I Surrender All, page 309. I just want to thank you so much for allowing me to share with you my experience. And I just want to confess the name of Jesus Christ today. I believe that Jesus is all my righteousness, and his blood washes my sins, and I accept him into my life today anew. Each day, we can accept him new, and our hearts can be molded and shaped. He is the potter, and we are the clay. Let's go ahead and sing 309.
Welcome you to stand with us as we sing our closing prayer. I mean, sing our closing Thank hymn. So we'll make it into a prayer. Oh. We'll do all four verses.
Let's make a decision today to be part of God's mystery, to be part of God's wonderful work that he's accomplishing around the world. Let's choose to be part of the upbuilding of his kingdom, to be part of his great commission. Father, we want to thank you so much for giving us the privilege, the honor to serve alongside of you, to be co-laborers with you in your wonderful grace, and even to be stewards of that marvelous and wonderful grace that you give us in your Son, Jesus Christ. What a privilege it is to be part of your work, to be engaged in your service. And we want to take on the mission field of this Roseburg area and all those, Lord, that are in need. We want to be your hands and feet, Lord. Only by your grace can we do this. And we want to bear testimony. We want to give the present truth message that we have to give for this time. And we want to herald in your soon return, Lord. And thank you for blessing the church services today and for watching over these church grounds. And please go with each one today, Lord, as we go our separate ways, and be with us through this week, this coming week. I thank you and praise you. In Jesus' name, amen.